This is Engaging the Community. I'm Michelle Skaliski, and I'm talking this morning with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. Give us an update on how the school year is going in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, so we've got data for the first 4 weeks. We're finishing week five up today. And I think it's really going so far extraordinarily well. Our case count has come down each of the last 2 weeks. This week ago, we had 104 positive cases. The great majority have been students, mostly off-campus students. And that's not because we're testing less. We've actually been testing 600 to 800 tests each of the last several weeks. And so good sign there. We only have about 20 people either isolated or quarantined in our space designated for that, which is a very manageable piece. And the most important thing, because I don't want to minimize the fact that you know, we've had hundreds of cases, but for our students, none of them have long-term consequences as a result of contracting the virus. Most of them have cold or flu-like symptoms literally for 2 to 4 days, and it seems to resolve, and they're back in the game. And so I think our strategy of doing a hybrid blended residential model and with lots of safeguards in place for the first quarter of the semester is working reasonably well.
We heard from a couple of KSMU listeners. They have questions that they would like for you to address. One is a parent with a son at MSU who's in a fraternity, and that person wants to know what MSU is doing to control the spread of coronavirus in Greek housing. And I want to know what authority the university has in that area.
Yeah, you know, we've had lots of good interaction with our Greek Life folks. But, you know, the first point is all of these are privately owned homes. So it's like a student is living in Bear Village or the Aspen or somewhere else, right? They're private, off-campus, not owned by the university. But what we've done is sometimes someone becomes, you know, positive in one of the off-campus housing or needs to quarantine. They can do that there, but at other times they can't, or they can't go home because maybe somebody at home is more vulnerable or grandparents live with them, etc. And so what we've been doing on a case-by-case basis is making our own quarantine and isolation space available to students that are living in Greek housing if they need it.
And another KSMU listener wanted to know about contact tracing at MSU. How is that going, and who does contact tracing for MSU?
Yeah, so, you know, we use some of our federal CARES money to hire a team of 14 people who we call the COVID-19 response team. Nine of them have experience either as healthcare providers or working in public health, many for a lifetime and retired and came out of retirement to help us on this. We've also added some grad students from our public health program. And so the county has empowered us to do our own contact tracing, and that team manages that. There's a telephone number they answer and respond to emails. But when you get a positive test result, you're contacted by one of these folks. They interview you. They then contact all the people that you've had close contact with and get people into a quarantine or isolation space. And then it's also their responsibility to monitor those conditions, to make sure nothing deteriorates, to get medical help if that were to become necessary, to make sure food delivery and everything else, classroom work, is all going well. And they got a little bit behind when we had the, you know, 400 in 1 week, but they've caught up, and I think they're getting their groove, and I'm really proud of the good work that they've been doing.
I'm just curious, when you took this job, did you ever imagine you would be overseeing a university in a time like this?
You know, I've told folks that of the maybe top 1,000 things I thought I was going to have to manage, pandemic was not on that list. And so it's certainly been a game changer for me, particularly since my focus has always been on kind of external work connected to the university. And, you know, now 90%+ of what I'm doing is in the internal crisis management kind of piece. And so that's been our lives here the last 6 months.
You're going to deliver the State of the University next week. KSMU will broadcast it Wednesday night at 7, and OPT will offer Thursday night at 8:30. And I understand you're streaming it live this year. Tell us more about
that. We are. We're doing a webinar, much like we've done a town hall meeting. I think we have capacity for 5,000 people to attend. And Dr. Einhellig, our provost, and I will give a short update of the last year and including the last 6 months of the pandemic, but beyond. But I suspect we'll spend probably an hour or so, more time than usual, answering questions. And so I look forward to that.
I'm Michelle Skaliski, and I've been speaking with MSU President Cliff Smart. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.